ends this shiur should be a special schus for Yidid Nafshi, Rav Elchanan Meir, Ben Chaya Rochel, and the schus Naomi Leah, Bas Chaya Rochel, Bracha V'Hatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yideihem. We are continuing B'Siyata Dishmaya, our series of shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Ben Lo Shri, as I never tire of mentioning, the Holy Mechaber, Rav Yitzchak HaKohen Haberman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, promised that he will pray B'li Neder for those who spread his Torah. So we are Zocha to learn this Torah, and it should be a schus. We should do it L'Shem Shemaim, because it's the right thing to learn Torah. But if as a bonus, we also get that the Tzadik is davening for us. So how awesome is that? So we'll begin on page Tav Samach Aleph, Parshas Vayetze. Page Tav Samach Aleph. This piece starts Musar, so he's already telling us in advance this is going to be some Musar. And if anybody needs Musar, it's the man talking. So gotta get me back on the straight and narrow. So let's learn. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva vayelech Harana. And Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva. And he went to Haran. Isa Maisa Ova Simen Labanim. We have a klal, a very well-known principle, that the deeds of the Avos, the deeds of our forefathers, are a sign for their children. Amarti Lefarish B'derech HaMusar. I wanted to explain this in a Musar type way. Al-Madabrim B'Shas Tfila V'Kriyas HaTorah. And those, God forbid, who speak while they daven, or while they're supposed to be davening, and while the Torah is being read. There are those people who, unfortunately, are less interested in talking to Hashem and more interested in talking to the guy next to them, even though the guy next to them won't be able to help them on their day of Tzara. But Hashem will. So it's really kedai, if only for non-altruistic reasons, to talk to Hashem when you're talking to Hashem, and to listen to Kriyas HaTorah, listen to God talking to you. But not everybody is cognizant of this. So, Me'ez galov seno b'tchilas ha-melchama sh'haya kol echad sho'ev parnasaso kime'be'er v'haya saveya. From the time of our galos, at the beginning of the war, when everybody would draw his parnasa like from a well, and he was saveya. He was satisfied. That's mibe'er sheva. Drawing your parnasa from a well. And that's vayetze Yaakov. That we went out, Yaakov, the Jewish people went out into Galus, and they went out of mibe'er saveya, of being satiated like a well, when parnasa was good. V'me'az v'arata v'yelech charana. And then it says, and he went to Haran. Wherever we go, this is a remez, wherever we go, there is this anger, this Haran Af, that accompanies us. May God save us. And that's the pasuk continues. What's the reason? That he chanced upon the place. So what does this mean? So Rashi says that Vayivka is Lashon Tfila, Shetfila Eina Enel Elek Mikre, because it just happens to daven. Birtzo Si Shlifko Shes Chavero LeDaber Ito Holech LeBeis HaKnesses Uvederech Agav Gam Mispalel. Like when a guy wants to meet his friend, he goes to shul. It's like a social hall, and Baderech Agav he also davens. Recently read a beautiful story about a tzaddik that they were once waiting for a bris to start, and they found out that the moel, or somebody very important, wasn't coming for another half hour. So somebody said, "All right, you know, we have a few free minutes. Let's daven mincha. You know, we've all been there, did that." So the tzaddik said, "We don't daven mincha because we have nothing else to do." So that reminded me of I was reminded of that when I read. It's just by chance. Yeah, you know, we're ready. We're not doing anything else, so, you know, we might as well get it out of the way, as they say. Chas v'shalom. So the tzaddik takes it a little bit differently. He says that when you want to meet your friend in shul and you want to talk to him, So you go, and that's, you know, it's a very sociable, that is really, especially, you know, among frum Jews, you know, we don't really have a bowling club or anything like that. Like, where do you meet the guys? Where do you see your friends? I know that where I live, you know, the only place to really socialize is in shul. Saying otherwise, everyone's just busy. Everyone's running here, there. They're in kollel. They're working. But you go to shul, you see your friend. How are you? Da, da, da. So, and then once he's already in shul, he also davens. So that's how the tzaddik explains these psukim. Vayetze Yaakov, when Yaakov went out, and Mibeir Shava, that from Parnassa being good brings Saveya. And why is that? That he went out, he had to go into this galus, because Vayelech Harana, he's accompanied by anger. That's what he lost. And what's the reason for this? The reason for this is Vayifka Bamakom, he was Pogea, Lashon Tefila. It's just a happenstance. Recently heard a good word, that the word happy comes from the word happenstance. Yeah, it's not, it just happens to be, you know, it's not really not something profound or meaningful. Just, yeah, a little, you know, happy-go-lucky, just, it is. But you want something more than that in life. You want meaning, you want depth. In any event, I'm getting a little bit off track today. What does it mean, vayalen sham? So it literally means in there he lay down. All of the lun is, he's taking milashon. This is a very, he says it's musr, it is musr, but it's a very jerushi musr. He's expounding the word. So vayalen, I guess, is milashon lehitlonain. Lehitlonain means to complain. Vayalen sham, that all the complaining is done during chazaras hashatz and during kriyas haTorah. You know, that's when people get into their big discussions. Yeah, vote this guy, vote that guy. You shouldn't do this. We need this in the shul. How come we don't have a hot kiddush every week? All the arguments are during chazaras hashatz and kriyas haTorah. You know, during the break, in between innings. You know what I mean? You have, when you're actually in the game, you're playing in left field, so you gotta have your head up. And then in between innings, chazaras hashatz, kriyas haTorah. You know, that's when you're sort of off duty. Chas v'shalom. So that's when things get active, unfortunately, sometimes. Vagarim lazen, the pasuk continues. You know what causes this? Kiba Hashemesh, because the sun left. Tzadiki ador pnei Moshe kechama. Shaybekocham ligdor apirza v'divreim hayun ishmaim. Avadnu b'avonoseinu harabim. So these tzadikim who could have fenced in this pirza, who could have saved us from this breach, their words would have been heeded. We lost them in our great avonos. V'tiatzenu toraseinu hakadosha. And our holy Torah gives us advice. And what does our holy Torah tell us to do? Vayikach, mishayi afilu eno kemanhigi ador hakodim. Just take. May avnei hamakom. Even people who are sealed off. Ha'atumim ke'even. Sealed off like stone. Yikchem b'divrei musar. Take them with words of musar. And make him at your head. Hamanig atzmo, bazeh shalol daber. The put it at your head, the leader himself, in this that he doesn't speak. So take someone. Who should take? Anybody should take. You don't have to be a manig like the previous generation. And you know what you should take? You should take me'avnei amakom. Even people who are sealed off like stone, you should take them with your words of musar. In other words, you have to arouse people. You have to wake people up. V'yasa me'rashosav. And place it at their heads. At his head. So he says, the manhig himself, the leader himself, shalol adaber. I guess this Vayikach me'avnei amakom, take those people who are sealed, take them with divrei musar, and then v'yasem erashosef, so this person who's doing it, even though he's not like a manik of the previous generation, but anybody who's worthy, so he should be a good example, and he shouldn't speak, and they'll see from him. V'az v'yishgav. What is v'yishgav? And he lay down. This is again all expanding the pasuk. Rashatevas kulam yakablu shmoa brachos. V'kriyos. Brachos ha'tfila v'kriyos ha'torah. Right? So v'yishgav. Kulam, that's the kaf. Yakablu, everybody will accept. That's the yud in the yishgav. Shmoa, that's the shin v'yishgav, to hear. Brachos, the blessings. Which brachos? The brachos of the tfila. And v'kriyas, and the reading of the Torah. That's the vav. So you have all the letters of Vayishkav. So everybody is going to receive the hearing of the brachos and the kriyas haTorah. Everybody's going to be into it. And then v'yisorer harachamim. And then mercy is going to be aroused. Miyud gimel pa'amim havaya. From 13 times, shem havaya, which is gematria Vayishkav. So you have 13 times Shem Havaya, and we know 13 is a very special number, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, and the Yud Gimel Midos Shatara Nedresh is Bahem, and 13 years old is a Bar Mitzvah, and a lot of big 13s in Yiddishkeit. Anyway, so the Rachamim is going to be aroused from the 13 times Havaya. Havaya is Shem Havaya, Shem of Yud, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey, which is Gematria 26. 26 times 13, be Gematria of Ayishkav, that it says about Yaakov. She calls her Ramas, Betevas Kibah HaShemesh. And all this is alluded to in the fact that Kibah HaShemesh, what do we say earlier? Tzadik Hador, the sun left, because Pnei Moshe Kepnei Chama. Because the leader is like a Shemesh. And when the Shemesh goes away, we're in bad shape. Ach Letfila, but in order for to have such a tefillah, then what do you have to do? If you want the tefillah to go to such a high place and to be ma'or the rachamim, first you have to purify yourself and sanctify yourself in the mikvah, in the ritualarium. V'yeshev l'ma Torah kadosh ninnam b'mem yom, and sit and learn Torah that was given in 40 days, v'yasem erash yosef kodem tefila, yaseh shtei hachanos elu, v'yish kaf bes, v'yish kaf, az yisayu oso chav bezosios teresenu hakadosha, shalomad sheheim rachamim, shisar racham vechasadim, shenizkalo beis habriya, shal yadam bara Hashem es ha'olam, b'zeh sh'amar b'makom gilu yachasadim hanal, shem, Aleph, and then a Hey, and then a Vav, and then a Hey. That's one of Shemus Hashem, and that's Rosh Tevos. Es Hashemayim ve'es Haaretz. V'ye'ata kibir yachadasha. And now he will be like a new creation. V'zeu shamru. Sadiqim Makayim Olam Shinivra Basar Ma'amaros. Sadiqim are Makayim the world that was created with ten Ma'amaros. So you have to do two hachanas for this tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for this Vayishkav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to accept our tefillahs. Kulam Yakablu Shmoa Brachos HaTefillah V'Kriyas HaTorah, and then we're going to be Ma'orer the Rachamim from the Yud Gimel Pamim Havaya, 13 times Havaya, which is Vayishkav, and that's all Ramuz in the Kibah HaShemesh, the fact that the sun went away, and when the sun went away, then it was necessary to do the Vayishkav, and then Vayishkav is again 13 times Shem Havaya, which brings special Rachamim, but we have to repair ourselves by doing two things. Number one, to purify ourselves in the mikvah, and number two, to learn Torah that was given in 40 days. And then, Vayasem Erash Yosef, so now we Darsim Yosef Erash Yosef, before Tefillah, Rav Shlomo says this should be at the beginning. You should place this at the beginning. Before your tefillah, you should do these two hachanos. Again, which two hachanos? The hachanos of mikvah and limud haTorah. And then v'yeshkav beis. What's the v'yeshkav beis? The 22 letters of the Torah that you learned are going to arouse the rachamim. And then the rachamim Hashem created the world with is going to be woken up. And then what is going to happen is there's going to be this tremendous gilui of chesed. And that's the shame of aleph and then a hey and then a vav and then a hey. I'm not saying the letters together. It's Shem Hashem, and that's Rosh Hashanah, Es Hashemayim Ve'es Haaretz. And that's also Osios Ahu. It's Rosh Hashanah, Ahu. So there's something Kabbalistic about that, but Es Hashemayim Ve'es Haaretz is a new creation, and that's a new world, and these are Tzadikim, where Mekayim the world that was created with 10 Ma'amaros. So it should be the will of Hashem that my chelik should be with them. So this is a samusar, not to talk during davening, and to be mechaper, and to give people divrei musar, and then the manik shouldn't speak, and then by yishgav daven the special tefillah that will be accepted by Hashem, or yudigimol midos, etc., etc. So we should be zocher. There are many, many, many more pieces in Vayetze. So I hope this was just the beginning and we're able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.